on digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
1 o'clock on AM and FM around the UK, on digital and around the world online. I'm Rod Sharp. Well, as we heard in the news, the former American presidential candidate, Senator John McCain, has become the first US senator to call openly for US-led airstrikes against Syrian government forces. Well, Sakhar al-Mahdi is an Arab-British journalist who splits his time between London and the Syrian capital, Damascus. Good evening, Sakhar.
Good evening, Rod.
Now, first of all, this call from John McCain, is that likely to change anything? Do you think that's going to make the Syrian government think twice?
Well, no, not at all. I don't think it's going to make the Syrian government think twice. I don't think it's going to change anything in the international community's eyes either. I mean, the big question is, who does John McCain think he is? He's not speaking for Syrians, that's for sure. I mean, the Syrian National Council, which is this broad opposition umbrella group, has been rejecting any kind of foreign military intervention for many, many months. It's only recently turned around and said that it's going to support the Free Syrian Army and help it gain weapons, but it's certainly rejected any kind of foreign military intervention from America or anywhere else. So the big question has to be asked, you know, why is he calling for this and why is he calling for it now? And I'm worried that he's made this announcement now because of Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the States rather than what's happening in Syria. I think he's more concerned about the people of Israel than the people of Syria. But also, I mean, there are big question marks hanging over this kind of discussion of military intervention, because the big debate is really over, you know, kind of getting involved in urban warfare. We've seen tanks, you know, rolling into the neighbourhoods of Homs, which are very, very densely populated. And to carry out any kind of military intervention here would cost surely tens of thousands of lives. And he's talking about creating safe havens in parts of the country, possibly in the north of the country, which could be, you know, Syria's kind of Benghazi moment, where the opposition could group and gain its momentum and gain weapons and launch an attack from there. But then that's asking for a lot more trouble as well, because then, you know, it creates a moving target. People moving towards these safe havens could become targets for the Syrian army. So there are big question marks hanging over this call for foreign military intervention.
Now, we've got this very good, very terrible Paul Wood report for the BBC about these people leaving Homs and talking about their men being massacred by the Syrian army, just taken out and killed. Are there any other reports of that? Is there any other way of substantiating that this is actually happening?
Well, that is the big difficulty, isn't it? Because we are relying generally on activist reports coming out of Syria. That's what we've had to rely on, because very few journalists have been allowed in or have been able to sneak in. You know, the BBC's Paul Wood is one of the exceptions. We saw two foreign journalists being, you know, who were killed in the last couple of weeks. Many other journalists have been attacked, imprisoned, or deported from the country. So it is an incredibly risky country for journalists to operate in. So what foreign media generally has to do is rely on activists, and by their very nature they are pushing a message to the media. So I think we have to be very, very careful and judge this on its merits. And, you know, we have to take into account, of course, you know, the Syrian army death toll as well as the civilian death toll. But no, it is very difficult to verify these reports. But I think the interesting thing about these reports are that we're getting these firsthand, because these are people who are crossing the border and who are leaving this besieged city. And, you know, we're hearing firsthand their stories rather than them kind of being relayed by activist groups.
Sakhar, we must let you go on, but thank you very much indeed for your help. Sakhar al-Mahdi from the British Syrian journalist community, who splits his time between Damascus and London.